I want to talk about Big Joe Turner.
I recorded 3-4 albums with him, but the first one was called Joe Turner Meets the Trumpet Kings, and that band was Roy Eldridge, Dizzy Gillespie, Clark Terry, and Sweets Edison. For Pablo Records, that was, again, Norman Granz magic. Norman Granz was the guy that had jazz at the Philharmonic. He ultimately had Pablo Records.
He's the one that took jazz out of the clubs, didn't he?
Out of clubs and made it more sophisticated, yeah,
right.
Took it all over the world and made a whole lot of money.
About Big Joe Turner, it was a songwriter who said rock and roll would never have happened without him.
In my estimation, because Oscar Peterson said jazz is instant composition. With him, blues were instant composition. For instance, we were singing a song. He had two little, small little Pekingese dogs. One was called Rhythm and the other was called Blues. We recorded it, run across the floor. He might put them in the next line. Based on the fact that it just ran across the floor. So he never knew all the lyrics to any particular song. It's just whatever came to mind. In my estimation, there are about three cats and he's got to be at the top. Because the Big Bopper and all those guys, they came right out of Joe Turner's bag. I wrote a story called Zenobia about a woman I met in Cushing, Oklahoma when I played with Jimmy all the time. In Zenobia, you didn't have to tip her. But if you give her a quarter to put in the jukebox, and she played TV Mama 5 times, and she swore that he'd written that song for her. So the first time I went down, we were back of a limo with Joe Turner, I said, Joe, do you know a lady named Zenobia from Cushing? He said, she was a nice lady. Because Zenobia had all the parts. And so that verified what she had said. Joe Turner was a very interesting cat.
Could be known as the grandfather of rock and roll then, right?
I would think so. Or rhythm and blues, which led right into rock and roll. He was doing that period where it was going out of R&B right into the rock and roll, and that's where he fit in.
Bob Dylan referenced him in the song High Water.
As well, he should have. I can understand it. Bob Dylan had a very sense of not only history, but the authenticity of the creators of this music.
And Joe Turner, the film The Buddy Holly Story refers to him, mm-hmm. as well as Little Richard and Fats Domino, who had a major influence in Buddy Holly.
Very much so. Yeah, very much so.
And you got to play with Joe Turner.
Many times. I did another album, Pee Wee Craven and two others with Joe. Yeah.